Thank you. Yeah, and we've got a call, a bus from the United States. Who's calling in now? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Good, good. I'm a big fan of Sayyid Mars, and I'm really happy to be able to talk to him. I had a question for Sayyid.
Yes, go ahead.
What you were telling us about Imam Hassan and him being similar to the Prophet. My question was that in this day and age, with so much going on in terms of the oppression of Muslims, can you explain Ahlul Bayt TV refusing to air ads about Al-Quds on their channel for no other reason?
Okay. Thanks very much.
What was that so?
It's just the issue of Quds Day. Unfortunately, viewers, sorry, tonight I can't answer those questions of Quds Day. We pray for those in Palestine who are being oppressed. As we know, the oppression is continuing, and we do pray for those who are suffering that oppression. And inshallah, we pray for unity among all our brothers and sisters across the world. We were talking about how he was like the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. What are the other narrations in terms of his akhlaq and his manners?
Well, just before I answer that, on this issue of the Quds Day, I think it was just three months ago, that the channel had shown my lecture on Quds Day from last holy month of Ramadan. So I'm just a bit confused on the issue, but what it is that there's already been a whole lecture given about the importance of Quds Day and the importance of what Sayyid al-Khumayni had done in relation to Quds Day. So, just in case the brother wanted a reference for the lecture is available.
Okay.